The Armchair Illini Podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best online ticketing site you can find. Why? Well, because it pulls from every other available ticketing site to give you the best price possible. There's no need anymore to check out 10 different ticketing sites to find the deal you're looking for. SeatGeek basically does all of that for you. Not only that, but SeatGeek has a value system sorted by color to let you know if you are actually getting a good deal on your tickets or not. You can sort by best value, lowest price, and more. Now here's the best part. If you use code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, you can get $20 off your first order. So what are you waiting for? Attend your next unforgettable sporting event or concert by checking out SeatGeek today. Again, use promo code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, and get $20 off your first order.
They're holding their breath in champagne. They'll let you know. Peters on the roll. Looking for the end zone, throwing, it's caught! Daniel Barker, touchdown!
In the end zone, it is caught! Casey Washington's got it! Illinois pulled off the upset!
Illinois takes down Minnesota 26-14, I believe, and they are now 6-1, making them bowl eligible. For the first time since 2019. It is only week seven. So that is absolutely insane for Illinois. And I'm sure many of y'all can relate that this is unprecedented for Illinois football fans that we'd be feeling this way this early in the season. After halftime and, you know, Minnesota scored basically a special teams touchdown. I know they punched it in a play later on offense, but basically a special teams touchdown. Just awesome response from Tommy DeVito and the offense, scoring that touchdown right back and then controlling the game basically the rest of the way. Illinois obviously ranked this week number 24 in the country. A win here solidifies that you are legit and deserving of your top 25 ranking, which is just super cool. And as an Illinois football fan who's been around the block for a minute, this just doesn't happen very often. So just an incredible win. Tommy DeVito was just unreal today. You didn't know how he would be coming off an injury, and we knew he practiced all week, but we didn't know in what capacity and all that sort of stuff. So for him to come out and look like that and throw the ball like that, it just says a lot about him and his toughness. We know he's tough. We know that he can bounce back from adversity really well. And so it was just really cool that he was able to have the day he had. I believe he was 9 of his first 10 passes, something crazy like that, and really controlled the offense and made big-time throws when he needed him to. Chase Brown, 200-plus yards from scrimmage today. Unbelievable Heisman-like performance with another Heisman like running back on the other side of the ball. So just absolutely an incredible game, and one that from this season will be one to remember for sure. And it sets up Illinois really well, as you now own the tiebreaker in the Big Ten West over Wisconsin, over Iowa, over Minnesota, heading into the back stretch of the year. So, I mean, the Big Ten West kind of runs through Champaign, which is really cool. And it's something that we've never seen. Literally, Illinois has never won the Big Ten West before. And just shout out to Brett Bielema, all the coaches, for getting these guys ready to play today, and for bouncing back from hard stuff coming your way, from officials seemingly making not great calls to maybe some pass interference in the end zone and some other stuff along the way. And then obviously the special teams, basically special teams touchdown for them. This team, a few weeks ago, more than a few weeks ago now, against Indiana, kind of didn't respond the same way that this team does now. And that's just really cool to see the growth of this team from basically week two until now. And just an incredible feeling, 6-1. I really didn't think we'd be here, especially after that Indiana game. We were all feeling pretty down in attendance for Virginia, Chattanooga weren't very high, but now you're 6-1 ranked, and you have a real shot to win the Big Ten here. And I have all the trust in Bielema and his staff to execute down the stretch here in the last, basically the last half of the year. And heading into the bye week, well, you know, Chase Brown, man, you earned your bye week. Looking at the stats right here on the screen, 41 rushing attempts is just unbelievable. And hopefully he can take a rest and rest up, take this week off, really, as Illinois has the bye week this week and then Nebraska coming off of it the next week. So if any of y'all want to speak and give your thoughts on the game, feel free to request to. I'll let you come up and talk a little bit about the game if you're able to watch, if you were there. And just any thoughts you have on your 6-1 Illinois Fighting Illini football team. You know, just as I think about some of the big plays of the game, that Tommy DeVito pass, I believe it was to Brian Hightower down the field right after that that special teams touchdown, basically from Minnesota, is a huge one that sticks out to me. You know, you're now losing. Offense has to respond, and Tommy DeVito throws a perfect pass down the sideline and sets you up well to score a touchdown. And then DeVito himself taking the read option into the end zone, probably their best goal-to-go play of the day. We'll get into a little bit more about that. But right now I just kind of want to bask in the glow of this victory. And I, like I just said, that pass down a high tower was a huge play to me that stood out. But then also the defense. The last basically the last drive of the game for Minnesota in the first half, they were able to score a touchdown pretty easily. And then they came out that the second touchdown wasn't on the defense by any means. But, you know, they gave up 14 points basically in two drives back to back. And, you know, how would they play the rest of the game? Well, you know, they came through and they did their part, you know, not allowing Minnesota to score the rest of the game. I believe, and you can check the receipts on this, before kickoff, after Tommy DeVito was announced to be the starter, I changed my final score prediction to 23-13 Illinois. I think that's what it is. You can go and fact check me on that. But very close to what ended up happening in this game today. And that's just very cool. Not my prediction, but just that Illinois won. Also, as the replay is being shown on my screen right now, prayers up to Tanner Morgan. Obviously, the punch to the head, there's been a lot of debate about what that call should have been. You know, 15-yard penalty is probably definitely fair, but, you know, Gay Backus wasn't going for the head there, obviously. It is a play on the ball he just missed. I don't think he should be suspended or have missed, been ejected or anything like that. But, yeah, absolutely prayers up to Tanner Morgan. You hate to see head injuries of any kind, but always scary stuff. So, Armin, our guy's up here. Armin, what were your thoughts on the game, man?
Hey, man. You know, I'm taking it in. Like you said, it's. I don't think anyone really expected them to be here at this point. It's been a really fun season. Chase Brown has been as advertised. I think everyone expected him to play well this year. You know, he had high expectations. Both him and Josh McCray had high expectations for this year, but he's exceeded them in the first drive, right? I think Barry Lunney has to be given a lot of credit. He was able to go down the field and set the tone. You know, the wheel route was executed perfectly. I thought Tommy DeVito, the best thing about him right now is, you know, he has the talent to be a very, 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 very good player and a guy that you can run your entire offense around. But the good thing about him is he's not forcing anything, which is really nice. I mean, there are a couple of checkdowns where I was like, you know, I'm okay with that on like a 3rd and 5 and you get 2 yards and you have to punt. I think understanding how good or how well this defense is playing right now and not having to force things down the field as opposed to the last couple of years where, yeah, you know, there were some players on your defense that you felt good about, but you knew that you had to get the ball down the field. You know, Brandon Pierce was forcing a lot of things last year. This team doesn't have to do that, which I think says volumes about where the O-line is, where the defense is, you know, just how talented and how smart of a quarterback Tommy DeVito really is.
No, absolutely. I mean, DeVito being in and being able to play in this game, really gave, I think, this team, also us as fans, kind of the energy that we needed to have the confidence that we were going to win today. You know, Sitkowski, I think, as serviceable as a backup QB as he is, and as close as this game still would have been with him, I think, you know, that Minnesota special teams play happens, and DeVito's calming presence to be able to lead the offense down to get the points right back, you know, that's something that not many quarterbacks in the Big Ten West especially are able to do, and to make the special throw and to make the good plays and to convert the touchdown when you really need to. Just unbelievable, unbelievable stuff. And I'm saying the words cool and unbelievable a lot today because that's really how I feel. It's hard to really put into words just how awesome that this win was, and in the way you did it too, battling back from adversity. You know, Illinois dominated a lot of their games this year. The Iowa one, obviously, the exception, but you lost your starting quarterback early. But now you're able to win in a way where you took some hits, you took a punch in the mouth, even if it was by your own fist, basically, and able to win a game in which you weren't perfect, but that you still won by two possessions, which is just great, and excited to see what this team does in the back half. Brendan, you're up here, man. How'd you feel about the game today?
I feel like it's 2009 all over again. It's like we went back in time.
Yep.
Oh man, I'm so happy. I mean, just not only to see the complimentary football we've been talking about all year, just to see it, you know, be able to continue that. It's also the resilience of the squad, right? Like you mentioned, like, you know, have that you know, that drive at the end of the second quarter, get stopped for a field goal, then they give up the big kick return. Even that big run, which I thought there was a hole there that opened up that hole that sprung the run, but it seemed like everything was working against these guys and they were just able to just stick to it, not only get the win, right? Not even grind it out, but still win by two scores. So I haven't seen a team like this. I mean, in my life for Illinois, I mean, I go back to 2009, which I still think like there's a couple of like fluke wins we had that year. I think you know, the team was a little bit too early when they got to their success, and probably why they got killed against USC in the Rose Bowl. But this team seems like it doesn't matter who they line up with, as long as, like, you know, Tommy's there making the right reads and we're, you know, handing the ball off to Chase Brown and just simply controlling the time of possession like that and have that stellar defense on the other side. I mean, we can keep it close against anyone, really, and we should be able to, you know, I'm not really worried about Michigan here, you know, saw them kind of run the score up on Penn State, but they seem to do a lot of stuff that we're trying to do, so I'm not really worried about that game too much either, but yeah, I'm just ecstatic here. I think this is just the best team I've seen from Illinois. I mean, God, it's got to be in my lifetime.
Yeah, oh, for like, it's unreal, and just the way, like you said, like this team wins games, it's something that we really haven't seen. And, you know, I mentioned at the very beginning, like, you control the tiebreaker over Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. I mean, you know, Northwestern's awful. Nebraska, you know, they're 2-1, but they haven't really played anybody yet. So looking to see, like, that Purdue game might be another big swing one. And if you can win that game, it's hard to see you losing the Big Ten West.
Right.
And it's just, you just never thought you'd be here. You know, I wrote at the beginning of the season, in the preseason, like, you know, all I'm asking for from Illinois football is to give me something to believe in, just anything throughout the season. And they've done that and then some. And it's just been a pleasure to watch this team week in, week out. And there's still half a season left to go. And who knows, maybe this team will be playing in Indy, you know, in December, which would be insane.
I mean, we should have. I mean, if you don't get jobbed against Indiana, I mean, this is a 6-0 team right now. I mean, it's just never thought that'd be possible. I thought they could win those first four games. You know, maybe, you know, drop one against you know, at least one, right, against Wisconsin, Iowa, or Minnesota. You know, never thought that they'll win all three. Not only win all three, win the way that they did. I mean, they beat the brakes off of Wisconsin. You know, grinding out a win again today. And then even last week against Iowa, I mean, there was no reason we should have won that game. We lost, you know, Tommy, and everything started going down the tube there. But, you know, 9-3, stuck with it, got the baseball score out of it. And that's what I think is the biggest thing I'm seeing now, is that not only are they doing this, you know, what Brett preaches as far as, like, you know, playing the complimentary football, but being able to stick it out and just grind out these close games. And that's, you know, because to me, winning is winning, right? It doesn't really matter what the score looks like, or the competition's like. It's being able to come out ahead And that seems like they're starting to learn that right now, which is the midpoint of the season, a perfect time, you know, to start figuring that part of the game out. Yep. And so I just can't believe the trajectory that we're headed in. I'm just something that I thought we'd win some 6 or 7 games this year. Didn't think, you know, we'd be like this good and talk about a conference championship. But I think it's a reality. I really do with these guys.
Well, and Armin, I'll let you speak here in a second if you have anything to add on to Brendan's thoughts there. But, you know, I put out, you know, predicting the Illinois' final record at the end of the year. And I had them at 9-3 with a loss today, assuming Sitkowski was going to be the quarterback. So you win today, and you've got a very, you know, starting to dream a little bit here. You've got a path towards a 10-2 season. And I can't believe I just said that sentence. You know, I used to kind of make fun of people for dreaming that big, you know, and, you know, having predictions that are unreasonable for Illinois football. We do that to ourselves time and time again, right? But this team is surpassing all of our expectations, which is not something we ever see. I mean, even in 2019, you know, that team absolutely had enough talent to make a bowl game, and they should have, and they did, but they were also probably a 4-8 team that underachieved, but that got some luck, you know, through some crazy games. So to know that you have a team that is just really good is even a breath of fresh air in and of itself.
Zach, it's kind of funny that you say that because, you know, for so many years, right, when you're talking about Illinois football, there's not exactly the most positive kind of feeling you can get out of that program, right? It's been a lot of heartache. It's been a lot of that. But, you know, I'm sure, you know, just like me, many people still play the NCAA football 14 game.
Absolutely.
360 and whatnot. And I do it every year. I restart the season with updated rosters and I start my dynasty. And I'm like, you know what? Let's recruit. Let's see what's going to happen. And in the back of your mind, you're like, this is never going to happen to Illinois football. It's never going to happen to Illinois football as whoever we hire, whatever, it's never going to happen. And now you're starting to see something like this happen. And you're just like, it doesn't seem real. And I mean, you know, not to take the spotlight out of Illinois, but look at the rest of the country. I mean, I know Kansas is getting blown out right now, but Kansas has never really been great in football, or it's been at least a very, very long time. Illinois is good this year. You're looking at the Pac-12. UCLA is not this, like, big-name football program. They're really good. I mean, what, you know, they're just – it's crazy. I don't know. There's a lot of parity in college football, which I think is great for the sport. But then you look at your own, like, personal allegiance to, like, Illinois and whatnot. It's a really good feeling to actually want to care about football instead of saying, hey, it's basketball season, you know, 2 months out.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. My dad actually texted me right after the game was over and was like, I really want to go fire up NCAA AA 14 on the Xbox right now. I totally agree. Like, it's been a while since Illinois has made you feel that way, which is just an awesome feeling to have. Alex, you're up here, man. Welcome. Any thoughts on
Let's
the game?
Let's go.
Yes, hype
Let's
all the way.
Oh, yeah, man. Dude, this is it's a dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Woo!
Let's yeah. go. Yeah, no,
we
absolutely.
Got a bye week. Man, beautiful
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we can kind of bask in the glory for a couple yeah. weeks since we got the bye week coming up.
And we're bowl eligible. Like,
yeah, Nebraska the week after that, you know, might feel like a little bit like a trap game, but I'm not too worried about it. But right now you can just kind of sit in it and enjoy it. And man, it makes the Saturdays a lot more enjoyable.
And there's no Bears tomorrow.
Look like, at that.
Look at this.
Wow. Yeah, I forgot about that. So I can actually enjoy my Sunday. This is great.
Exactly. We got it out of the way Thursday night, you know, wasted our 2 hours and now we have the whole weekend to be happy. So it's amazing.
No, it's awesome. And, it's just crazy like that. I texted a friend of mine who's an Illinois football fan. And it was just like, he said, they're really going to do this, aren't they? And I was like, what, win the Big Ten West? And he was just talking about this game. But it's crazy that you can throw that question out there right now. And the answer is, you know, they are the favorites, which I still can't really get my mind around that. But to win like the way you did today, homecoming, you know, last year at homecoming, you failed to score a single point. This year, you're beating Minnesota, who could be ranked, you know, if they didn't lose to Purdue and didn't have their running back hurt. And you beat another quality team. You did so by two possessions. Could have been more, completely honest, you know. And it's Illinois football's here, man. They've arrived. They passed the arrival test last week. They're going to be on the up and up in the rankings. Man, this is just crazy.
I think we might be top 20, you know. 21 to like 19, that's probably where I expect it to be.
Yep.
Man, that's something.
I mean, you beat Nebraska in 2 weeks. I mean, you're not going to lose your ranking after a bye week, I'd imagine. And then, you know, you've got Nebraska coming out of that. You beat them. Then Michigan State's after that? And
yeah.
Michigan coming to that game with, what, a top 15 ranking? Like, that'd be insane.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that Michigan State game, you better sell out. It better be over 50,000. So
oh, absolutely.
There's no reason not to have that right now. But damn, that's insane. Like, how? Brett's a sneaky guy, man.
Yeah, he is.
Everyone really thought Tommy wasn't going to play. Everyone really thought it was going to be
Arthur. And he practiced all week.
And then I'm just checking Twitter right now. Josh McCray should be able to play versus Nebraska. Chase Brown can kick his feet up. You know, good stuff. Barry Lunny was outstanding today, too. You know, he kind of, obviously with Art in there last week, it was kind of a doozy, and, you know, he did some weird stuff. Obviously, red zone offense is something they got to work on, but same with Michigan, too. I mean, Michigan struggled in the red zone, too. So it's college kids, man. They're going to struggle in some sort of aspect, but, man, this is a great feeling because we're going bowling, and we're 6-1. Like, that's insane.
Yeah. Any word on Caleb Griffin for next week? Did they talk about – or for Nebraska, did anybody talk about that? I know Brett shut it down early this week, but we saw kickoffs, man. I thought Jennings, who stepped in for Taz last week, did a great job on the first few, and then obviously they broke off the big one, and you'd like to have him back, if not just for kickoffs, because, you know, Fabrizio Pintone again, I mean, nails, hit all of his field goals. I thought Brett Bielema and Barry Lunny and set him up in really good positions, converted those fourth downs, which was huge. You know, I think Lovie Smith would pass out if he saw that a team went for a fourth down five times in a game. But
probably would have punted it, to be quite honest with you.
Oh, absolutely. And 100%. So just being able to convert those and, you know, using that backup kicker in ways that are to his strengths, so that he can just come in, hit the chip shots, and we'll be comfortable. But, man, for those kickoffs, we'd really like to have Caleb Griffin back at some point. That'd be great.
did Brett scream ILL in the mic? I'm seeing this. I need to find the video because I had to step out for a little bit after the
call. I did not see that either.
But, man, what a guy. Him and Underwood, man, they really made life happy again.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing.
Yes, they know what they're doing.
You know, he's done this before. I mean, people take it lightly, but he, like, what, the second or third winningest coach in Wisconsin history. And he's also spent time with Belichick, you know, went through the NFL ranks where he's got to rub shoulders with some guys who know football. And I just think he understands how to build this foundation where, like we keep saying, right, they're college kids. They struggle with things. So most of these games are going to be lost, not won, right? You have to not only be able to seize, like, your momentum, but be able to sort of, you know, handle the other team's momentum, right? So, like, we're seeing all those little things that are coming to fruition, and that is going to build a base on to actually recruit kids and actually get, like, better talent, right? So that only going to be able to play some good football, but we'll be able to play that football with, like, better, you know, more skilled players, you know? So this is, like, this is not a finished product. Like, I think that Brett understands that this team, you know, has got a long ways to go, and I think it's going to get there. I think the Big Ten West is up for grabs, you know, really, right now, and Illinois can take it.
Yeah, and, like, they're going out on a bye week to recruit with all the momentum in the world. That's quite something. you know. So top of the Big Ten West, you're going to be able to get some guys, I hope. You know, they even got some guys last year when they had to sell hope. Now they have some legitimate things to sell, you know. And then looking at guys like, you know, Kendall Smith, who's killing it, who went from like an absolute bench warmer to now having four interceptions on the year, like that's something else. Kirby Joseph wasn't even talked about before the season, and now he's playing on an NFL roster.
Yeah, Newton, that position, man. Like, if you're a high school defensive back, you know, Kendall Smith just kind of gets to hang out back there and get interceptions. Like, that's such a great position to play and an easy sell for, I think, a lot of high school defensive backs. You see Kirby Joseph did the same thing last year. Kendall Smith this year, you kind of just get to play ball hawk and take the ball away, which is, I just think, an easy sell and really enticing. And I think they'll be able to replace these guys and send them to the NFL often.
Yeah, and then, you know, Newton and Randolph are guys that are going to play, you know, at the next level as well. So everything on the defense. And then Devin Witherspoon is killing it. So all, if you look at all the positions, like, they're making some dudes. They're developing guys. Sidney Brown, I'm sure, will get some chances too. So pretty insane, man. Like, it doesn't even feel real at this point where it's like basketball is kind of a second thought right now. So Brett deserves a lot of credit.
And they might be, you know, for a little while longer. You know, even I think if they go to, you know, the Big Ten championship game, which would be awesome, obviously, you know, that's well into December and your basketball's already kicked off probably, and probably some games against lesser opponents. Like, we might be thinking about football for a lot longer than we ever have before, which is just great. It's just awesome to see the progress that Bielema has made in 2 years. You know, you could argue last year's team should have been 7-5, but they learned from those mistakes, and now here you are at 6-1, 7 games into the year, and you're beating real teams now. You know, you can make the argument, you know, a few weeks ago that, well, you've beaten Virginia, who's not very good. You beat Chattanooga, not very good. Wyoming, who's better than I think we thought they would be after we beat them, but now you've beaten teams Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, staples of the Big Ten. And, you know, you've beaten two of them by more than one possession. And the other you beat with your backup quarterback and a backup kicker. So, like, you're legit, man. And it's just – I just never thought I'd see this. My expectations for him were, you know, for Bielema, we're 6-6, and every once in a while you win 8 games. And maybe that's still what happens. But right now it's kind of an on-top-of-the-world kind of feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And then the funny thing is, it's like, this is all very you could do this again, you know, like,
yeah,
you're going to be able to play this kind of ball.
Exactly.
You're not doing what Lovie Smith did and relying basically off of turnovers, which is just unreal. And it's funny because during the halftime space, we were talking about, okay, if you can just not give up a touchdown on the first drive, and hold them and get Chase Brown some rest and kind of punch it down their throat. And then they gave up that huge kickoff, touchdown within like 30 seconds. And you're kind of thinking like, well, shoot. But the composure is really, really something that's been impressive. You know, they could have folded after that Indiana loss. You know, with Iowa, they lost their leader and they still came out, fought. And then this, they go down to start the second half, like right away, right after we said, you know, don't give up a touchdown. So very, very impressive. It's like, I look forward to now talking about this team on the weekly spaces. It's incredible.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of a good place to kind of wrap it up and look forward to what's to come here in the next couple of weeks. So we'll be doing these spaces all the time. Obviously we do them, you know, twice a week, basically. We might take a little bit of a break during the bye week, depending on if there's any news or whatever. But then, you know, Nebraska will be right here. So anytime post game, we'll be here. Come hang out in these spaces and chat it up about Illinois football. We love doing this with y'all. And enjoy the rest of your weekend, guys. Like, this is carry this feeling on into whatever you got going on next. Because Illinois football is delivering right now, and it's just a super fun to support and to be a part of and to witness all this. So, and if you can and haven't yet, make your way to Memorial Stadium for one of these last two home games against Michigan State or Purdue, because, man, this team deserves it. This staff deserves it. And, you know, as fans, you know, this is our moment too, to show up and show out. So thank you all for tuning in, for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
The Armchair Illini Podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the best online ticketing site you can find. Why? Well, because it pulls from every other available ticketing site to give you the best price possible. There's no need anymore to check out 10 different ticketing sites to find the deal you're looking for. SeatGeek basically does all of that for you. Not only that, but SeatGeek has a value system sorted by color to let you know if you are actually getting a good deal on your tickets or not. You can sort by best value, lowest price, and more. Now here's the best part. If you use code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, you can get $20 off your first order. So what are you waiting for? Attend your next unforgettable sporting event or concert by checking out SeatGeek today. Again, use promo code ARMCHAIRILLINOIS, all one word, and get $20 off your first order.